Fiamoy, Fiav beer that turned a little bit vinegar, a little bit sour beer from the Goyim. Also, you should know a Jew is not allowed to drink from it. Here at Tanissa, not just Tam Mishum Chasnus, but as Treif. Why? The reason what made that beer a little bit sour was that they put Dudoi Masha Shemorim. The hops, the leftovers of the wine, they put into the beer. That's what makes it Chola. So it has Tam of Yayin Nesach. Therefore, it's also to drink this bitter beer, the sour beer. Om Ravashi, Umi Utsar, but if they store it, if this sour beer is coming from the storage house, then Shari, then it's okay. Then for sure they did not put this Shemorim of Yai Nesach inside it. Why keep in the Marvi Bay, Mr. Sorry, because if they would have mixed up the high steps, the pits and shells from the Yai Nesach into the beer, they would have made it a little bit sorry, means that it would not stay. It would rot away faster. Therefore, they would not store it. So if they take out their beer from the storage place, you know for sure they did not mix any Yai Nesach, then it's still mutter to drink. So this place comes out to Zmashma here, that any Stam drink you buy from the Goyim, you do not have to be afraid, Minas Stam, that they put Yai Nesach in it. At least anything that's matzah, anything that they store. So he says, Zilkach Nira, the second time, Zilkach Nira, the mut litna is kol mini mashkim of the chavim. We're going, Yain Tepuchim, you can buy apple juice, or may tusim, uvat, shiira, Yisrael, moishach min achavis. Yeah. As long as you see the Jew, take it out of the barrel. Because when it's in the barrel, when they were storing it, they would sure not mix the Yain Nesach inside it, it would only ruin it.
There was a problem.
Now, then the next case the Mishnah says is Vecheres Hadraini. That's this earthly kli that comes from a draini.
Yeah.
Hadriani. So Gemara says, my Hadriani, what is this? Om Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Cheres Shel Hudrinus Keser. Hadrinus Keser. This is the Cheres, the earthly kli that comes from the king, the Keser of Hadrinus. And what was the story with him? That he also Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, he explained like this. Omar. Karka Besula Hoysa, they used to have ground that was never planted yet. It was like a Besula, was never used yet. They took virgin ground, soil, Shloyov the Odom Yerlam, that a person never ever planted there yet. And what they did was now, Vino, they planted grapes there, and Veromele Lechamra, Begulfi Chiyurei Umaitzer, they took out this very strong, sharp wine, but they had very strong grapes. It was grown in a soil that was never planted before, so the grapes were very strong grapes. So from these grapes they made wine, and they put the wine into a barrel, a white barrel, a white earthly barrel, umaitzi, that seeped in, the wine went into the barrel itself. Umaitzi lulechamrayu. So the wine itself went very strong into the barrel. It was a fresh barrel, and it was very strong wine. And it was a white barrel that made it, there was some special type of a clay, special type of a kli cheres that could seep in, sap in all the wine. So now the wine went into the kli itself, into the kli cheres. And what he did now was, he broke the barrel into pieces. The rod, and he carried pieces with him. Whenever he went on the road, instead of carrying a barrel of wine with him, he carried a piece of this cheres. And wherever he wanted to drink wine, Vidaru Bahadayu, and he used to soak this piece of cheres now into water, and it would come out very good wine. Wherever he came to rest, he wanted to drink wine, he would just write concentrated on wine. He would take this piece of the kli cheres here and soak it in water, and we'll have wine. Therefore, the Mishnah says this cheres Hadriani is also Bahanoh, because you have to be afraid it has Yai Nesach inside it, and Yai Nesach itself is also Bahanor. Therefore, the Yitzhar Anor still applies here. So it's also to have any enjoyment from this piece of earthly ware. We'll soon see what type of Yitzhar there is. Here. And Om Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, Varishan Shalonu, our best wine that we have now, Kishlishi Shalhen, is like the third time that he's soaking his piece in water. In other words, his first two times that he soaks his piece of cheres in water, it's even better than our best wine. That's how strong that kli cheres was. Now we boil it, I can ask you a question like this. Mao lismach bohen kari hamita. Are you allowed to take a piece of this cheres, this earthly kli, that has the yai nesach inside it? So true, it's also bahanor. But is it also badar only for the sake of the yayin nesef that's inside it? Meaning you can't have any enjoyment to sell it, because he's selling the use of the yayin nesef inside it. Or but only it's also badar what has to do with the wine inside it. Let's say you want to use it as a pure piece of pottery, that you want to put it under your bed, to hold up your bed, hold up the table. So the fact this Kli Cheres now is holding up the table has nothing to do with the wine inside it. You don't want the wine inside it. You want to use the Cheres itself. So is this also Banar or not? That's the question. Iborlihu, Mal Lismach Ben Kari Hamita. Are you allowed to hold this to support your bed with such a Kli? Right, said the Kiyumai, true. You want to use this Kli the way it is, but I they dov rachar. You do not want to use it because it has wine inside it. You do not really want to have enjoyment from the Yayin Nesach. Like if you sell it, for sure it'd be Yosta. Because you're getting money, because why are they paying you? Because it has Yayin Nesach inside it. That would be Yosta. There you only want to use it to support your bed. So it's called Hanoi de Dovracha Shori or Yosta. Is that Mutter or is it Yosta? That's the Shaila. Rashi said that they Dovracha, Yisrael Yaitse Bekyuma Shayayin Nesach, Vulai Bishvilai. He doesn't want the Yayin Nesach itself. He wants to use the Kli itself. Listen, Michael, you want to support something with this Kli. So that's the question of this Asa Ramuta. No, it's Asa Bahanor. Question is, what type of Hanor is Asa? Is it also just to have Hanor from the wine, meaning you can't sell it? Or is it also even the Kli now? The Kuras together, like we have by Basa B'cholov, that Nas Chaticha Yisura, that when you cook up milk and meat, both come nas and available, both become a piece of Issa now. That's the question, is the whole Kli Yossa now, or is it only Yossa because of the wine inside it? So Tarshima coming here. The Rebbe Loza, Rebbe Yechon, Machlekes, Chad Yossa, one says it's Yossa, and the Chad Shari, one says it's Mutta. And I don't know if you have the Gersa not, the Yilkos, the command of Yossa, the Gersa we have here. Even though some of the Sardi brings down, it's not brought down the Psak Halacha. The Shulchan Aruch does not bring down this Psak. This is when the Sardi says, Mashra from the Rosh, he did not have this. Well, I call upon him, it's Machlekes in the Gemara. Well, the Yilada have Hanoah, any type of enjoyment from this Kli Cheres now, even to support the bed. So what says Meis, I'll ask you a question. There's Halacha, Hadadurin, V'yaroi Kvois, Shledi Gechavim. These are barrels, Rashi says, Leginim, Ketanim, small barrels. Rosh voice, those are flasks, of leather flasks, that the Goyim first used to store their wine in these things. So it's a barrel of wine that a Goy used to store his wine in it, or else a flask that the Goyim used to store their wine in it. So the Chavim, now a Jew has it, and he emptied out their wine, and now he's putting in his wine in there. So it says, Yayin Shah Yisrael Konos Ben. If a Jew has his wine now stored in this type of a barrel, or this type of a flask, halach rizasu b'shtiyah mutabano, that it's also b'shtiyah, you're not allowed to drink from it, because the tam of the yayin comes out inside the wine, therefore the wine is also b'shtiyah, but it's mutabano. Since it's only tam that comes into the wine, it's not really the end of yayin nesach inside it, therefore the rabbanim were not so machmir, it's not also b'ano. It's only also b'shtiyah. Now, so far there's no proof. Now, Hayid Shimon ben Guda lefnei b'nai Rabbi Gamliel. The Shimon ben Guda said over an Eidus that he once saw that he sent it over to the son of Rabbi Gamliel, and he said that our Rabbi Gamliel, he said over Eidus that he once saw your father, he once saw Rabbi Gamliel she'ashasa mimeno biyaku, that he even drank from this wine that was stored away in such a barrel. In other words, he held that this wine is bottled. Since there's only a tam that came out, there's no ben, he holds only a tam that comes out, he'll only be yosef if there's shishim. If there's less than shishim, means it really gives a tam into the other wine. But if you have more than 60 times of wine inside it, from the tam that would come out, he held it was bottled. That's why he drank from it. More answers, v'hoiduloi, he did not agree to him. Because the son was on the cabinet. He wants to tell him a strange thing that your father did. That's why he has to say the strong Lashon. It's a strong power of speech. Hey, and I can't just tell you something, because for sure the son wouldn't accept it. Like you see now, even though we use the strong power of speech, still the son said, no, I don't believe it. Like it's not true. Because the lack of pashut is that it's also b'shtiyah. So, b'lohoy deloy, the son did not admit, not agree, that's what happened. That's one story. Now what happened also was noidois shaloyati kachavim. What about you have these barrels or these flasks? Noidois are also leather flasks that the goyim once used to store their wine in, and now it's empty, dried out. So the locker is Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer Mishur Mer Bishua Ben Kufasoi. Also lasres mehen shticha nachamor. You're not allowed to use this flask now, this piece of leather, to use it for shticha nachamor, to use it for a saddle when you're riding atop of your donkey. So what do you see? So this is the proof. From this case here, I have a hocher over here, the right said the kiyumai, true, you want to have enjoyment from this flask. And this flask now has tam yai nesach. But what kind of enjoyment do you want to have? You don't want to sell it for the tam. You want to just sit on top of it. So you see, v'ochad the rights of the kiyumai de dov racher, uketani di asa. Here we see it's asa. Like all you want to do is just sit on top of this flask. So the enjoyment you're having is not because of the yayin inside it. The enjoyment you're having it is purely from the kli itself, from the piece of leather. And still we see it's asa. That's the proof to say that de dov racher, still it's asa. Anything that has yayin nesach inside it, it's asa b'hanor, even for any purpose you want. Samar says no. Well, the time if you want to bring a proof from here, it's a question exactly how you garis here. King Tai says you're not garis the word l'taymech. Let's try and see. Well, the time though, according to your reasoning, kan kanim shleidik chavim. If so, barrels from goyim, a regular barrel, listen, sir, lemizvan. It should be also then to buy barrels to do business. It should be also to buy a barrel from a goy and then sell it. If you're telling me now that you can't have any enjoyment from barrels. So it should be also to buy a barrel off a guy and to use the barrel for any purpose. In other words, it should be also to buy a barrel off a guy even if your purpose is to store apples there. But he's telling me now, since these barrels have a time of Yayin Nesach inside it, so it's also banor for any enjoyment at all, how come the Maisa people buy barrels off Goyim? Maybe they don't store their wine inside it, but they use it to sit on or to store apples. So how come, if you're telling me now it's also, why isn't any barrel also to buy from a guy? Maishna noidois, or maishna kankanim. Like how come, you're telling me now, Bryce, it's also the flask, that's what's also, so how come regular barrels are not also? Mashma the minig was to buy barrels off goyim, and they used to use them. Again, not storage of wine, but for other purposes. So according to your story now, anything is also. So where it says, oh my rover, or something like that, maybe different. That the reason why noidus is also is not because you're having enjoyment from the time of the yayin nesach inside it. For that alone, it's only yosef if you enjoy the wine itself. If you want it for the wine, but if you want to enjoy the itself to sit on it, really it would be okay. So they tell you here, you cannot use this flask, this leather, to sit on. It's a new zero. On a rova zero, maybe you're going to have a flask of wine in the house. You're going to have a flask at home that you store wine in. What's going to happen is it's going to break. It's going to bust on you. And what do you want now? You're going to take a patch of leather from someplace else and sew it on. So you have to be afraid if you're going to use that flask that you bought from the guy to sit on. Now when you need a piece of leather to put a patch onto your flask of wine, you'll take from that piece of leather and put it into your flask of wine. Be it lenu, be it renu, agab, agabi noidai. And you'll put that patch from the goyisha flask onto your flask of wine. So come out, there'll be time of Yayin Nesach going to your wine. That, this only applies to leather. This does not apply, though, to a barrel. To a piece of wood, that you would not do. You're not going to take wood from one to another. You don't taste like that just son. So therefore, there's no question. Really could be right to the kiyuma yismutter. Why it's mutter to buy barrels off the gym. We use it for other purposes. Last, leather, here it's awesome. Now the Gemara is though. Ulaman diyama. Writes the Bekumai Dov Racher also. So good, you answer me now. This Braisa is not a proof to say it's also. There could be a smutta. It's only a special on a flask. But the Gemara is still, but we had a Mandiyama before that says, any type of enjoyment from Yayin Nesach is also. Even I Dei Dov Racher. So according to this Mandiyama, Maishno Kankanim Deshari. How come Kankanim still a Takash on the Minig Olam? The Minig was that the Jews used to buy barrels off the Goyim and use the barrels. Question is why? Since the barrel once stored Yayin Nesach inside it, so there's a time of Yayin Nesach in the barrel, so the barrel is also banor. So a Jew should be also to buy it, to use it for any purpose, not even to sit on it. So how come the Minig gives that smutta?
He said 1 in 60, there was a time of the
but here it says it's also banor.
No, so it's, you said before, no.
Yeah, we'll hold on. Yeah, that man, the Yom holds right.
How come they did?
Yeah, he, that man, the Yom holds even Mutzah B'shtiyah. We don't hold like him. We don't hold like him. We're asking the question, according to the man, the Yom, though, that says it's also, it's a kasha on the Minigaylam. And according to that man, the Yom, and our Girsa was the Paschal of that man, the Yom. So if we Paschal like him, how is it possible that today people still buy barrels off Goyim?
Yes.
So, for instance, Omaloch, Hosom Lesayil Yisura Biene. Hosom Isil Yisura Biene. There's a big difference. Maybe they don't, that it's also, it's only by this Cheres Hadriani. Like we explained there, they put very strong warn into the Cheres. And it's Kmat like then. There the warn is fitted like it's here. From that Cheres, they made very precious wine. So there the warn is fitted like it's here. So when the wine is here, then true, then you can't have any hano at all from the wine. And the mashal could be, if you have a barrel of wine here, it'd be also just to put your hands inside it to cool off. Like any hano you want from the wine would be also. When the wine is sitting here, that even just to sit on top of it would be also. But the answer to regular barrels, a regular barrel, if it's an empty barrel, that's inside it, it's not cold then. We don't see it. True, there's maybe some tam, some taste inside there, but there's no real wine that we see. We don't see wine here. Therefore, that barrel is mutzah b'hanor. You're allowed to sit on the barrel. You can store other things on the barrel. Now, about storing wine here, that we'll see a sugya later on. That's still a question. If you put wine in here, it could be the tam of the old yayin that comes out of the barrel and goes into the wine. That we'll see a sugya later on, exactly when the barrels become mutzah. But our co-partner for the enjoyment of just sitting on the barrels, so a regular barrel, everybody holds its mutzah. The only tzat the same was also here was only on the special cheres hadriani that here it had a locha like the wine was then. Like you could see the wine. Since from this it's like concentrated wine. So here it had the yisai even I day dabracher. But a regular barrel would be mutter.
And not.
The Gemara says, V'loi hoiduloi, that the son did not admit that his father drank from this wine. Or a minute, I have a question. Yayin habo v'roikvoy shlodikachovim. If you have wine that comes in barrels from Goyim, so also b'shtiyah mutter b'ano. It says it's also b'shtiyah. Now I want to drink this wine. Since they stored this wine in a barrel that the Goyim once stored their wine in, so the wine is also b'shtiyah. We say the time, the taste of their wine is still in the barrel. So you can't drink this wine. But a mutter b'ano, it's mutter b'ano, like we had before, because there's no ben, it's only a time. And on this, Heyit Shimon ben Gudo, Lefnei B'nai Shem Gamliel, that here's Shimon ben Gudo with an ayin. Before it was with an aleph, now it's with an ayin. Heyit Shimon ben Gudo, Lefnei B'nai Shem Gamliel, Al Rabbi Gamliel Shashash Shem Menu, B'Yakub Hoydeloi. And here it says that the son did admit, he agreed that his father drank from it, Sestira. So what says before, My Loi Hoydeloi, what does it mean before that the son did not admit to come awesome? It just means Kol Sayosai. Just means all the other people around did not admit. But it could be his own son, Rav Gamliel's son, admitted also that he once saw his father drink from that wine. And he boys them, another terrors could be, Guda Lechud, the Guda Lechud. One's with an aleph, one's with an ayin. There's two different stories. One case, Guda told it over to the son, and at that time he did not agree. But the second time, when the person Guda with the ayin said it over, by that time the son did agree. Of course, if we hold in such a case, it would be also b'shtiyah. We'll see later on all sugis about barrels, when it also the wine. Now the Mishnah says, the Oris Levuvin, and if you have a piece of skin from an animal, that by the part where the heart is, there's a hole there, so we say most probably they took out the heart when the animal was alive, and that's the way the Oivet, the Avoy, the Zora, therefore it's called a Zevach, mace, and the skin is also Bano. Tana Rabbonim, a Zeyu Or Levuv, what is this skin, this heart skin that's also? That there's a round hole around where the heart used to be. It's cut around like a window. There's this wide space there. They cut out the piece of skin near the heart, and then they pulled out the heart to over the avoy dessert. So it's like this, right? If there's some blood on the skin, then usher. Because then we said they took it out when the animal was still alive, and they were over the avoy dessert. But ain't a lot of kuratam, if there's no blood at all on this skin, then mutter. Then we say they did not